This next review compares the differences between patients with intracapsular temporomandibular pain and those patients with purely myofascial pain in the masseter and masticatory muscles. On Tuesday of last week, suppose you examined two adult patients. Both were females. Both individuals had crowded class 1 malocclusions that would require non-extraction orthodontic therapy. But there are concerns with both of these patients. One female is 32 years of age, and she has significant intracapsular pain of the right TMJ. The other female is 34 years of age, and she has significant muscle pain in the region of the masseter muscle on the left side. So traditionally, we would classify both of these individuals as having symptoms of TMD. But are they similar? Are there differences? Do patients with intracapsular pain differ from patients with predominantly muscle pain? Those questions were addressed in a study that was published in the fall 2002 issue of the Journal of Orofacial Pain. Since we as orthodontists occasionally treat patients who have these temporomandibular disorders, I believe that it's important for us to be aware of the research in this area, which documents not only the differences, but also the similarities. The title of this article is A Comparison Between Masticatory Muscle Pain Patients and Intracapsular Pain Patients. This paper was co-authored by John Lindroth and John Schmidt from the University of Kentucky Orofacial Pain Center in Lexington. This paper involved a retrospective analysis of over 500 patients who presented to the Orofacial Pain Center at the University of Kentucky with temporomandibular disorders over a 5-year period. Now, these individuals were divided into two basic groups: those with intracapsular pain and those with muscle pain. Then each group was given a barrage of tests. These tests included assessments of intensity and duration of pain, the quality of a patient's sleep, and the patient's ability to cope with stress. Then these two groups were compared to see if there were differences between them. Now, generally, I had thought that most TMD patients would react similarly if these various areas were tested or evaluated. But that's not true. There are significant differences between patients with intracapsular pain and those individuals with muscle pain. First of all, the duration and intensity of the pain were the same between the two groups. That is, there were no differences in the pain severity or the duration of pain between patients with intracapsular or muscle pain. But that's where the similarities stop. In general, these authors report that patients with intracapsular pain tend to be adaptive. They tend to cope with the pain much better than individuals who have muscle pain. When the researchers evaluated the quality of sleep, the dysfunctional behavior, and psychological stress, the individuals with muscle pain scored higher in all of these areas. That is to say, individuals with muscle pain have poorer quality of sleep, they don't cope well with stress, and they demonstrate more dysfunctional behavioral profiles. Based upon the data from this study, the authors believe that it's important for any clinician who's treating TMD patients to delineate where the pain is coming from prior to treating the patient. The results of this study underscore the importance of assessing the psychological distress and behavioral adaptation that's associated with muscle pain and intracapsular pain patients. So in conclusion, although the data of this study showed that the pain level and duration are equivalent between these two groups, the muscle pain group was more psychologically distressed and showed more dysfunctional adaptation than the intracapsular pain group. If you'd like to read this study, you'll find it in the fall 2002 issue of the Journal of Orofacial Pain.